Good Erev Shabbos, everyone. It is the period of Sfira, so we don't have music playing to uplift us. But the music has to play in our head and our hearts during this time period because a Yid, a Jew, can't live without music. So we are nonetheless turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos and wishing you a beautiful, a holy, a happy, a healthy, and a Shabbos filled with besoros, tovos. It should be a Shabbos that is filled with fantastic news for Am Yisrael. May our hostages return home. May our soldiers have a sweeping victory and return to their families. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is generously sponsored by Mendy Tzipora Fishman, V'schus V'chai Rivka Basipora Freidel, memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, or Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. Shabbos, we talk about Shabbos in the singular. Shabbos, where are you going to be this Shabbos? Who are you having this Shabbos? Are you excited? Are you looking forward to Shabbos? How was your Shabbos? But the truth is, Es Shabbosai Tishmoru. Our parsha tells us that every Shabbos is Shabbosai, is made up of multiple Shabbos. A Shabbos is not singular, it's not one. Every Shabbos is complex. Every Shabbos has at least two components to it. Shabbosai, there are two Shabboses within every Shabbos. And we've spoken many times in the past. What are those two Shabboses? On the one hand, there's the Shabbos of the Av on the Shabbos of Yira. There is the component of Shabbos which is awe and reverence and recoil. And the component of Shabbos, which is Ahava, love and affection, intimacy, connection. On the one hand, there's the Shabbos of Shamor, be careful. There are Lamates Avos Malachos, 39 categories of creative labor. Don't violate them, what you can't do. And on the other hand, there's the Shabbos of Zachor. Make Kiddush and Avdalah and sing Zmiros and tell Divrei Torah and tell stories and have connection and play games and learn and sleep. There's the Shabbos of Zachor. Every Shabbos has multiple components. It's not simple. It's not straight. There's Shabbosai. There are multiple components. What I want to share with you today is a beautiful insight. The Hilig Slonim Rebbe, Chusa Yagen Aleinu, the great Nesivos Shalom. And the Slonim Rebbe says there's another way to come at the Shabbosai, the two components of Shabbos, and that is as follows. We know the Luchos Rishonos, the first set of tablets in Parshas Yisro, describe Shabbos, the reason, the theme of Shabbos, as creation. Why do we keep Shabbos? We are commemorating creation itself. God created in 6 days and rested on the seventh, and we for 6 days are active, and we conquer, and we learn, and we control this world, and then the seventh day we rest. We are at peace, harmony with the universe, with nature around us. The Luchos Shnios, the second set of Luchos, the second time the Torah tells us when it recaps the Torah being given, Ve'eschanan, it tells us that the theme of Shabbos is Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim. It commemorates the Exodus. It's all about Geula. It's about redemption, and it's about freedom. What are these two components that are really present, both themes in each and every Shabbos that we mention in the Kiddush, we mention in our davening, but we have to live and practice in our hearts and in our homes? Says the Slonim Rebbe the following. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh tells us that what does it mean Shabbos is Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis? It doesn't just commemorate a historical event that way back when, before creation, God worked 6 days, he rested on the seventh, and we imitate, we emulate. We're not doing so simply to mark and commemorate something historical, but rather it's an ongoing practice. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh says that originally Hashem created a world to last for 6 days, at which time he would evaluate whether to renew the contract or not. Is this world worth extending? Is it living up to its purpose in creation? Is it worth this ongoing relationship? Is it worthy of being renewed? And each week since then, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for the last 5,784 years, Kadosh Baruch Hu has been only renewing the contract 1 week at a time. We're used to thinking that Rosh Hashanah is when we stand before him on the Yom HaDin. He decides, will we return, will we come back or not? And that's true, individually. But collectively, the notion of this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews the contract for 6 days, and then the Shabbos, he decides whether he's going to do it again. Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yomechad HaShabbos Mashpia Nefesh Chadasha Bebriya L'Iskayim Od Shisha Yamin. On Shabbos, Hashem recreates us and recreates the world and gives us another chance, another 6 days, another week to prove ourselves, to be the best version of ourselves, to repair whatever mistakes or damage we did the week before, to get it right, to make it right, to be right in the week that will be. Shabbos is about renewal. It is about a fresh start. It is about another chance. It is about a new contract. It is about proving ourselves. It is about a fresh, fresh opportunity. Shabbos is renewal. And Chavre, this is an incredible way to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, is to think about the week that was and say, was there a conversation? Was there an email interaction? Was there a decision? Was there a shortcoming? Was there a mistake? Did I sleep in what I should have gotten up? Did I eat in a way that I promised I wouldn't? Did I skip an exercise or a health and wellness practice? Did I lose my cool and patience? Was I stingy instead of being generous with my time, with my resources? Did I focus and learn to the best of my ability in each of my relationships with Hashem, with others, with myself, with my family? Friday, as we're turning Friday into Shabbos, it's to think tomorrow I get my new self, my renewed sense of self. It's a fresh start. It's a new beginning. Let's go. Let's go. I think about, most all of us clean our cars for Pesach, unless you're going to be away. But you clean your car for Pesach. So I don't know. My mentality always is like when Pesach is over and you have your car clean, no bring your food in, no crumbs, don't leave the garbage, don't leave the wrapper, throw away the bottle. Pesach comes to clean car, fresh start. Let's see if we get it right this time. How long can we keep the car clean this time? So Shabbos says, how long can we keep ourselves clean this time? Pure, pristine, fresh start, renewed. How can we make up for those mistakes? How can we stay pure and pristine? How can we be our best selves? And we'll get another chance again next Shabbos. Each week we can make it our best week. Each week we can be our best selves. Each week we get another chance to get it right. And Shabbos has that component of Maisa Bereishis, of Bria. There is creation and recreation. Shabbos, there is a new us and a new beginning and a fresh start. That only happens when we take responsibility for what happened in the past, when we make amends, when we ask forgiveness, when we work out and reconcile. You can't on Shabbos declare to the people you hurt, got a new neshama, new Shabbos, new start, too bad. You have to say you're sorry, you have to make up, you have to reconcile, you have to with others and with yourself. And then you're ready to go, Shabbos will give you the new. And says the Slonimer, but if one is not on that level, when one doesn't feel that they have a fresh start and a new soul, and they get a new beginning, then there's the Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's still the notion of Geula. There's still the notion of a little bit of redemption, stages of redemption, incremental change of redemption, little openings and holes of redemption, the possibility of redemption. So both of these components, as Shabso Sai Tishmaru, Hashem says, each week observe both of my Shabboses, that of creation, recreation, renewal, that of redemption, of geula, of exodus, of freedom, liberate yourself. The shackles, that which is holding you back. We just finished Pesach. We are marching towards Shavuos. And Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're not Yitzia Mi Mitzrayim. The Satmar Rav says, it's not that we left the geographic place called Egypt. Yitzias Mitzrayim would be leaving the geographic place called Egypt. Yitzias Mitzrayim means we're not only leaving Egypt, we're having Egypt leave us. We're taking us out of Egypt and taking Egypt out of us. Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're leaving that mentality, that place called Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is Metzar. It's shackles. It's holding us back. It's the way it is. This is how I eat. This is how I sleep. This is how I speak. This is what I do. That those shackles, those self-imposed shackles that hold us back and restrict us and constrain us, break free. Every Shabbos, Yitzia Mitzrayim. Every Shabbos, leave that Metzar. Leave that which is holding you back. Set yourself free. So Chevra, Shabbos Osai Tishmaro, as we count towards Shabbos and we turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos, let us recreate, let us have that fresh start, let us renew. Gesundheit. Let us have that renew, let us have that fresh start. And Yitzia Mitzrayim, let nothing hold us back. Let us break free to personal redemption, collective redemption, to a place of Besoros Tovos, Yeshuos, Venechamos. Have a beautiful, wonderful, holy, happy, healthy, and uplifting Shabbos.